This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress known as Betty DeWitt. D-E-W-I-T-T, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was February 9, 2022. Paragraph. This is DeWitt. This theme regarding
can we get for Betty something for pain and maybe anxiety, like Ativan gel or something like that?
Yeah, it's that 1 gram, 1 milligram, maybe twice an APR, 3 times an APRN. She's high. Is she asked this?
Not yet.
She wants to get a chest X-ray on because I heard crackles in her lungs. Was there a reason why Christine's writing on here? This place is Argentine Care Center. This is DeWitt with team regarding dementia, comma, hypertension, hypothyroidism. And yesterday she needed an increase in her oxygen because she was hypoxic, period. We pick up history. Ms. DeWitt had an O2 sat of 84%, according to what I'm told, on 2 liters a minute, so they increased her oxygen, period. When seen today, she did not need anything. So she denied any specific symptoms such as dyspnea or chest pain, period. However, she was comfortable, period. However, the staff tells me there's been a gradual decline, period. She gets very anxious and they're asking for Ativan gel, which I concur with, period. Doesn't seem to have any fever or chills. Or nausea, period. Functional inquiry is negative for wheezing, cough, chest pain, abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, or major visual complaints, period. On examination, she was not acutely distressed. Temperature 97.9, pulse 96, respiratory 20, blood pressure 116 over 72. Had a neck exam, was unremarkable. Lungs, had a few crackles in the lower lung fields. Percussion was normal, no accessory muscles for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4. No murmur, abdomen soft and non-tender. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is DeWitt. Has dementia problem, Alzheimer's, and it's fairly advanced, period. Mm-hmm. this one, she would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. Two, she has essential hypertension, which is stable, and I will continue the metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, which is also on for atrial fibrillation. Three, she has history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and heart rate is controlled with metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. She's also on digoxin 125 micrograms daily on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, period. Three, she has back pain and diffuse arthritis, and I will continue Norco 1,000 twice a day. And for anxiety, I will concur with Ativan gel 1 milligram 3 times a day if needed, period. Overall, I will continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Sarah, call 103. Sarah, 103.
Okay. Yeah.
I have the table there, but
okay.